just smile and say you'll miss me soon. Just
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Man, it is great to be with you all this Thursday evening, 8 p.m., and I have a very special treat for everybody out there listening. I got two very special guests with me. You might be hearing them in the background right now. Jack Wish, Andrew Kerpel. They're getting ready to go. Some live music, tenor sax, bass, in Studio A with me. Kind of goofy, not even Studio C. We're going to make it happen for y'all out there. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The name of our band is A Sentence. Take it away, boys. Oh me, oh my. Let's go, guys. Thank you so much for that excellent intro. I mean, you can try to lean into the mics. I don't want to mess you up, but thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. You want to just keep it rolling?
Oh, sure.
I mean, whatever you want. All right. All right. Take it away. Take it away. Thank you. Give it up for the name of this band. Our band is a sentence. Is that what it was? Yes. All right. I'll let you guys just take a breath for a second.
Yeah, we just wanted to thank you for having us on your show.
Yeah.
You know, this band, we've been working for a long time. You know, we've been late gigs, putting in the hours. I mean, me and Andrew, I'd say we've been rehearsing for this for what, like a decade or two?
No.
I mean, I know you want a ballpark, but I'm afraid you're underestimating it. I mean, Christmas Eve shows with no one in the audience.
No Hanukkah, no Rosh Hashanah, just grind. I just cannot overstate the amount of preparation we have for this moment.
When I was first born, I heard rumblings of this. Like, it's been in the making for a long time.
That's the thing about the name of our band, our band is a sentence. If there's one word I would have to... used to describe our band, it's neonatal. You know, we were there from the beginning. You know, because that's ultimately what our goal is as a project and as a collective. It's to be there for you from the beginning all the way to the end.
Always has been, always will be.
Mm-hmm. I see. So so what brought this? What initially brought this collaboration together? Was there a moment where you both looked at each other and you were like, this got to be it. This is we're gonna make it big.
You know, I think before we put any words to it, there was just this ecstatic moment. Mm-hmm. I was walking down Fifth Avenue and about to abandon all hope, on the brink of really just making a total career shift.
You were about to go into podiatry, right?
Was it podiatry?
Podiatry, I think it was, yeah.
Podiatry.
Yeah.
I believe it was. I read the book, and okay. I think you did say that.
The craziest thing is you were a physicist before that. And I think you said they both started with P, so we thought the skills were transferable.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'll let you keep going.
Keep going.
I always interrupt you. It's a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was astrophysics, but regardless. So just wanted to disprove that whole PP thing.
The whole PP thing, absolutely.
Right. So
what type of, I was hearing, you know, obviously elements of jazz, funk. Mm-hmm. What's your main angle here? Is it just whatever floats your boat, whatever you're feeling in the moment? In terms of style, do you have a style?
Well, I'm not sure if it's so much a musical style as it is a byproduct of our varied influences.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We don't subscribe to genre in what's our name? In the name of our band is a sentence. When I think back to all the spots and all the places that have inspired us, like Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Five Guys, ABBA, you know, like all of those groups, I mean, I carry them with me wherever I go, you know?
Wherever. I see it.
Wherever.
But I don't want to let our vocal words get in the way of the musical ones.
So, yeah, it's true.
You know, I'm just spitballing here, Sammy D. And you know how I love to gab and to gaggle and such. So I was wondering if maybe you could call out a mood and we could attempt with our instrumentation, the classic instrumentation of a bass guitar and a tenor saxophone to create that mood for you.
How about a lot of the stuff you've been playing is subdued already. I was going to say that. Can I pick out a noun?
Pick out a noun.
Pick out a noun.
It's a person, place, or thing for those who are listening and don't know. Anyways, continue.
Maybe like a big comfy chair. Mm. Can you work with that?
Yes.
Let me know if you need something else.
No, I mean,
like big dad chair, you know? Mm. Big and bold, but also, you know, groovy and comfy.
I'm thinking large, spacious intervals, you know, something major. Mm-hmm. This is a jam you want to come home to, Kirby, you know?
Well, yeah.
So let's get something cooking.
Do it. This is the name of our band is a sentence. Take it away, boys.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about some of the other groups you are involved in at this fine university of ours?
What a conversation starter, Sammy D. That's the amazing thing about this guy as a host. Never have to worry about silence. Never have to worry about anything awkward.
Not once.
Not once. Not a single time.
Not a single time.
Although I guess we might have just made this a little awkward. So
Back on track right now.
Anyways, Kirby, do you want to start us off?
Oh, where do we begin? Well, even though we put our whole bodies and souls into this group.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, all these are like side hustles, basically. Yeah, right?
This band, that I remember, it's our main thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, effectively, the name of our band is a sentence.
That's it. That's what I remember.
Is just our everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it is our rock. It is our soul. It is our love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything it isn't.
I skipped my own bar mitzvah for this band.
Really?
Yeah, literally. Everyone else was waiting there. It's kind of like
no way.
It's kind of a left at the altar situation, except the Torah was out and it was the whole congregation there, and I wasn't because we were off jamming on a cruise to Bermuda.
Oh man, yeah. Was it Bermuda that year?
Dude, that was a crazy.
I thought that was the year you guys went to Malta, but was that a different year?
Oh no, Malta was back in '94.
Okay, sorry.
But anyways, you were saying Kirby.
Well, I don't even know where to transition into
the bands that we're part of.
The other bands that are kind of forgotten, but we can talk about them. Anyway.
I suppose. Well, one of them is called. Should we flip a coin? Which one should we go first? I feel like it's a slight.
Fees.
Okay. Yeah, we're in a couple projects, so we gotta be diplomatic about this, folks.
And I can't express this enough.
Mm-hmm.
Those are instrumental to this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that is practice rounds.
Instrumental, because we have instruments in both, I think is what you're trying to say.
I was trying to be punny, but I suppose you can interpret it however you like.
What's the beauty of a pun, I suppose?
Okay. So, we have an EP out.
Yes, Fees, as in feasible on Spotify, vinyl, your community record store, the DVD that your dad left in the glove box. You find it anywhere you can find music. That's the Fees EP, as in feasible. Get it on Spotify while it's hot.
It's pretty great, guys.
We actually recorded a live set with all the songs from our EP right here in WMFO.
Favorite news station.
Oh, yeah. Right over in Studio C. Big setup over there for those listening if you ever want to bring in your band to do other stuff. What about some of the other projects? Can you speak on anything else while we're on air?
Well, we play in a wonderful group. Actually, that group has kind of a mutable name as well, but for the longest time, it's been Systemic Flow, so that's what we'll call it right now.
Featured on The Spec.
Just two years ago. Wow.
Now 2 years ago.
We've actually got a EP we're recording this weekend. We don't know what's going to be on it yet, but it's going to be fantastic.
And I'm sure it's going to serve the needs of the name of our band as a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I view music as... I don't want to put words in Kirby's mouth, so I'll just speak for myself. I just view music as a purely commercial process.
Sure.
It frustrates me that you have all these, self-indulgent college musicians out here who are, trying to play their instruments or their faces, some would call it voices, as a means of self-expression. And for me, it's all about the money. So, for example, Kirby and I, in our band Systemic Flow, we played a bar just a couple weeks ago, and I think we all took home a clean $4. And that's what that night was about, and I don't even really care what happened for the rest of it, because it's about the money at the end of the day. So, I guess before we get back to whatever this conversation was initially about, I just want to add, to all you high schoolers out there, to all you young collegiate musicians, all you guys out there on the scene, just don't forget what it's about, because
it's about the money.
I mean, there's no better feeling than being on stage, pouring your heart out, looking down at the crowd, and a clean $20 bill comes your way.
20?
Yep. Sometimes I'll just stop playing for like half an hour and just bother people with the tip jar.
That's what it's really about.
That is what it's about.
Do you both look up to? We're talking inspiration. I mean, we can say like this all came purely from your cranium, but do you look on anyone else, either in your community, in the world, for inspiration for this project? There doesn't have to be an answer. I'm just curious.
I don't want to interrupt you, so please go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe former chairman of the Fed, Alan Greenspan.
Okay.
Are you referring to AG? Good old AG? Oh, that guy is an influence and a half. From a fiscal perspective, I think he is what I would characterize as the heart and soul of this band.
Mm-hmm.
And by fiscal perspective, he means from the perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jerome Powell, another big influence. We actually have a treatise on federal stimulus policy coming out. And how to navigate the various financial crises that our nation occasionally finds itself embroiled in. And I don't want to get political on this show, so I'll just say you should buy our treatise up and coming. Yeah.
We were actually going to scrap the show tonight, But with the Fed lowering interest rates by, was it half a point? By a quarter of a point?
I think by an eighth of a point. It was. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't an eighth of a point.
Yeah. So, but shout out to those guys. Shout out to those guys. Yeah. I'm glad they fuel your passion
every day
for this truly revolutionary project. Would you like to keep going with this revolution?
Yeah, what would you like us to play, Sammy D? Give us a vibe, a mood. Vibe. Give us a noun. Give us
You're
an
putting me on the spot.
Sammy D, let's get crazy. Give us an adverb. That's what I want. Adverb? I want an adverb. Nice adverb.
An adverb? Gingerly? Is that an adverb?
Gingerly. Well, with my complexion, everything I do is done gingerly. Oh, okay. But anyways, let's get back to
the
music.
Does that even work? Okay.
D major. Thank you.
Gingerly. Is that what we're calling that section?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct, Samuel D. Thank you.
Gingerly. Excellent. Excellent, gentlemen. We're coming towards the end of the program.
No, we're not.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe you.
Already. There's going to be like one more little section here, and then I think that's it. Are you going to be able to live with that?
I'll try.
Are we getting paid?
How much are we getting paid? Good point.
Okay, so that one venue, it said they gave you $4?
Yes.
What if I give you $4.50? Is that, I know, like, I don't want to get, like, too crazy.
What would Alan Greenspan, Greenberg, what would Alan Greenspan, frick, that's not a curse.
Not a curse.
What would Alan Greenspan say to that?
You know what, for my show, I think he'll make the exception.
I mean, if it's fine by AG, then it's fine by us.
Yeah, shout out. Excellent. So, first of all, genuinely, thank you two for coming on. I really appreciate it. This has been super fun, and yeah, this has just been a blast. Thank you for making my Thursday night. I appreciate it.
And thank you for making our night, my friend.
Yeah. So
I just wanted to say my name is Andrew Kerpel.
Yeah.
And I'm Jack Wish.
And it's been a fantastic time playing tenor saxophone for you. So thank you.
Yes.
Truly. No audience I'd rather play bass in front of.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Before we get into our last little interlude to bring us out for the evening, just letting everybody know, no show next week. Mm-hmm, I'm busy, unfortunately, so no show.
Traveling, yep.
Travel, you know, busy times visiting the Federal Reserve. So just a heads up about that. But besides that, hope everybody's doing well. Hope you're hanging in out there. And let's get into this last section here. What do we want to do for this?
So for this one, we're going to do a tune that's already circulating throughout the world at this time. You see, there's a tune by a guy named Roy Hargrove, who's an incredible musician, putting aside the sarcasm for a second, and we hold him a lot of respect.
Yeah.
But resuming the sarcasm, I actually don't have anything sarcastic to say at this moment. But we're going to continue by playing, what's it called again?
What is it called?
Anyways, we're going to play a tune.
Is there anything you guys want to shout out to the people that are listening?
Yes, actually. Please listen to the Fees EP, As In Feasible. Take care of yourselves, guys.
Yeah.
And if you are local, please show up to the Freshman 15 Big Band show the night of November 22nd in Goddard Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a good time, maybe a great time.
Yeah. And also, please donate to the charity that we are pretty concerned with, the Sammy D Shaves His Head Fund.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. You see, there's one Sammy D on campus, and unfortunately, none of them are bald. We're looking to change that. So,
okay.
We'll be in touch with the details.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Okay.
We'll be in touch.
You know, I appreciate that. We'll see. I know another Sammy Minch on campus already shaved his head. So we'll keep going. All right, keep going. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
My mind. Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.